You seem in good holiday spirit this evening.
Yes.
Everyone's energetic. How are you? Feeling good? Got your binoculars on the second row. That's really good. Just in case you're not close enough to the stage. Yeah, looking up my nose, I imagine. Make sure I'm checked. We're really thrilled to be here tonight. Not only because it's close, it's cool to be back in Detroit. It's been a while since we've been here. That's great. Yeah. The closest to Canada we've been in a while. So that's good. But probably the biggest thrill is that we're here with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. To them earlier, but we've had a number of orchestras in over the last few weeks when we've been doing this tour. But I haven't said about anybody. Jesse's flipping out. He's so excited about how great these guys are. So we're very lucky to be with them. They're very classy, and they're all dressed up, and I'm a little uncomfortable, to be honest with you, because I'm just classless. It's okay. No, don't feel bad for me. I don't have a problem with it. I'm fine with the controversy. I will stick my hand over anybody's mouth. Onto me. I know many of you are already on the phone here. Frenchie's not wearing a jacket tonight. The truth is, I've gotten a little fat and it doesn't fit me anymore. Jesse will tell you, it doesn't really fit. So anyway, Merry Christmas. Old and fat. When I was in high school in North Carolina, I had a music teacher in ninth grade who introduced me to what would become one of my very favorite Christmas songs. We were in ninth grade, and she came in the choir one day, and she said, "We're going to sing this song by a lady named Sandy Patty, who was a big hit back in the early, still is to some extent, but in the early